COVID-19 has seen the global travel industry grind to an imminent halt for what seems like the foreseeable future, with no date in sight for when the international travel industry can get back to business and millions of travellers can vacation across the globe. The future seems a little bit bleak for tourism at the moment. However, researchers from the Southern Cross University are exploring ways to utilise virtual and augmented reality technologies to reshape the tourism industry and transport users to virtual vacays from the comfort of their very own home. To tell us more about it, we are joined on the line by Kevin Markwell, a professor of tourism from Southern Cross University. Good morning, Kevin.
Hi, Marlene.
So nice of you to join us. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what role can virtual reality play in reshaping Australia's tourism industry?
Yeah, well, I think as you said in your opening introduction, tourism is going through an unprecedented crisis. And I guess all strategies, all ideas are on the table now. So virtual reality and augmented reality are technologies which have been employed by tourism in various ways over the last 20 to 30 years, particularly in the case of virtual reality, although it never really achieved the kind of status or role that perhaps people thought it might have done 20 or 30 years ago. But I think now there's an opportunity when, for the foreseeable future, international travel, particularly for Australians, is going to be virtually zilch. So how can we experience other places, other cultures, other natures in a way which may not necessarily have us being there, but still immersing us in an experience which provides us with some level of enjoyment and opens our eyes to new experiences.
Absolutely. We definitely need it at this time. And I'm just curious, what are some examples? I'm just trying to picture in my head how I would be at the Great Barrier Reef right now, somewhere nice and sunny. What are some examples of VR or AR?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there have been lots of innovations at the various tourist attractions, whether they be museums or zoos, pardon me, have been using the online environment to connect with people. So whether it's just a straightforward live feed stream of video showing animals at a zoo, or whether it's a virtual tour of a particular museum, and again, virtual tours have been with us for quite some time now. But the technologies are always improving so that the experience can be much more immersive and allow the virtual tourist to have that stronger connection. Augmented reality is really something that augments the experience of the person at a particular place. And so given that domestic tourism is likely to be the main form of tourism that most Australians are going to be enjoying over the next, say, 12 months to 18 months, there are opportunities for destinations to employ augmented reality to add layers of enjoyment to say a drive tourism experience through a rural area. So with the appropriate technology, you can add layers of meaning. You can add points of interest through using a smartphone so that as people drive through an area, they can connect with something that gives them information about the particular place that they're visiting in a way which is, dynamic and creative and imaginative and gives people something of a novel experience, which is partly why we travel in the first place. We want to experience new ideas, new places, new cultures, new natures. So while, as you say, you can't have that physical or bodily experience because, when we go to the Great Barrier Reef, we feel the warmth, we can immerse ourselves in the water. So clearly virtual reality and augmented reality don't provide that kind of total sensory experience that in fact is so important for us as tourists. But it can go some way in taking us out of our ordinary lives and immersing us in a new place or a new space.
Absolutely. It can take us a little bit of the way there.
That's right. So it's not going to replace travel, but it's going to, these technologies enhance experiences, or they can, yeah, they can in some ways provide an alternative to, you know, getting on a plane, and which of course creates all kinds of environmental problems in the first place. And so it's something that, you know, provides another form of leisure, if you like.
And for people at home listening, thinking, this definitely sounds like something I would like to do and experience a VR tour or experience, where can they start?
You can actually just Google online or virtual tours, and there are some people who have done a great job of putting together a whole raft of different websites that you can just connect to. So, or you can, you know, you can go, you can think of your favourite museum or a museum you'd like to visit, and just have a look and see whether they've got a virtual tour. So they're very straightforward and easy ways of you know, gaining, you know, going on, if you like, a virtual tour from the comfort of your own home. So they're probably the most easiest ways of starting that kind of adventure.
Sounds absolutely wonderful, and I can't wait to try a bit of it myself. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us this morning.
No problems, Marlene.